Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin analysts give three reasons why the Bitcoin price below $20,000 may be a bear trap. As pointed out here on the daily chart, a bullish hammer candle was printed, which may bring us a reversal. This indicates a strong price rejection below the candle. And as pointed out here, Bitcoin pie cycle bottom and reversal. Reversal might be closer than we think. Bitcoin is entering the final bullish phase of the Wyckoff cycle. And as Rhett Capital points out here, in 2015, Bitcoin bottomed 547 days. Before the halving. In 2018, Bitcoin bottomed 517 days before the halving. If Bitcoin is going to bottom 517 to 547 days before the upcoming April 2024 halving, then the bottom will occur in quarter four of this year. And as on-chain analyst Will and Clemente shares here, despite a 60% decline in price over the same time period, 65% of Bitcoin supply has not moved in at least a year. Also in today's show, $160 million stolen from crypto market maker Wintermute. Their CEO tweeted here, we have been hacked for about $160 million in our DeFi operations. CeFi and OTC operations are not affected. Also in today's show, Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin shares his vision for three-layer protocols. Quoting him here, a three-layer scaling architecture that consists of stacking the same scaling scheme on top of itself generally does not work well. Rollups on top of rollups, where the two layers of rollups use the same technology, certainly do not. Also in today's show, top crypto analyst unveils his Bitcoin bottom scenario and updates outlook on Ethereum and XRP. Quoting Big Sheds here, Bitcoin daily bull thesis would be a W forming on the right thrust of a larger W. Minor breakout 22,500, major 25,500. And also warns us, I think if we W, it's the lower low, like $16,000. Also in today's show, Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone doubles down on his big $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline. Quoting him here from a recent interview with Kitco News, here's the key thing about Bitcoin. To me, it's a matter of time before it gets to $100,000. The key fact is by code, the supply is going down. You can't change it. Adoption and demand are increasing unless you expect that to reverse, which I don't. I think it's going to accelerate. Every sign I see, it's accelerating. It will continue appreciating. It is just a matter of time. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV, and welcome to podcast episode number 1051 of the Crypto News Alerts pod. Now, I live in Puerto Rico, and a hurricane touched down yesterday, so I didn't have power for the past 48 hours, more motivation to get these solar panels ASAP. But nonetheless, Bitcoin recovered back above $19,000 on September 20th, a day after falling to its lowest level in the past 90 days. That's right, checking out the Bitcoin daily chart, which you can see here, Bitcoin price rose from $18,200 to $19,600. This 7.5% price rebound mirrored similar rebound moves witnessed in the stock market, suggesting that investors have been coming to terms with another significant rate hike by the Federal Reserve expected on the 20th to the 21st. Now, however, opinions differ on the longevity of Bitcoin's rebound. Independent market analyst Johnny Moe stressed that Bitcoin's ongoing price action is similar to its sideways consolidation moves at the beginning of the year. In other words, Bitcoin's current price rebounds around the $20,000 mark do not make a long-term bull case. As he shares here, this is definitely still lurking out there, BTC, and it shows you the crash from the $50,000 level all the way down to where we're at, around $19,000. Meanwhile, former Fox News executive warns that crypto traders are preparing for more dark times due to worsening economic conditions globally. But on the other hand, some analysts believe Bitcoin is staring at a strong bullish reversal in the times ahead. So let's take a look at these bullish outlooks. Bitcoin's September 20th candlestick is a bullish hammer, which suggests weakening downside momentum, according to Synonymous analyst trader. Now, a bullish hammer candlestick forms when the asset drops significantly lower from its opening value, but recovers to close to near the same level. Traders see the hammer as a sign of bearish rejection, given its history of preceding market bottoms. The trader applies the same theory to Bitcoin's recovery move on September 20th, noting that his bullish hammer may usher in a reversal. Quoting him here, Bitcoin updates on the daily chart. A bullish hammer candle was printed, which may bring us a reversal. This indicates a strong price rejection below the candle, which you can see here in this chart. Now, another technical signal that anticipates Bitcoin to rebound sharply is the Pi cycle bottom. That's right. Specifically, the open source indicator tracks two long-term simple moving averages, and history shows the Bitcoin price bottoms out for the market cycle when the 150-day simple moving average crossed below the 471-day simple moving average. Meanwhile, the price heads for a strong bullish reversal in the days leading up to after the 150-day simple moving average closes above the 471-day simple moving average. Synonymous analyst Titan of Crypto highlighted that Bitcoin is eyeing the 150 to 471 simple moving average bullish crossover sometime by 2023. As shared here, Bitcoin Pi cycle bottom and reversal. According to the Pi cycle bottom indicator, bottom is in when the 150-day exponential moving average crosses down the 471 moving average. Reversal is in when the 150 exponential moving average crosses up the 471 exponential moving average. First cross occurred in July. Second cross is yet to occur. Reversal might be closer than we think. Now let's discuss the Wyckoff cycle. The CEO of investment strategy firm XOR Strategy anticipates Bitcoin to reach $45,000 by early 2023, arguing that Bitcoin price has been following the popular Wyckoff cycle pattern. Now, a Wyckoff cycle has four phases, including accumulation, markup, distribution, and markdown. After the markdown phase, the cycle repeats with the accumulation phase, which the analyst points out is the case with Bitcoin's ongoing price rebound. Quoting the analyst here, Bitcoin is entering the final bullish phase of the Wyckoff cycle, which in this chart shows you the Bitcoin price heading on up to $45,000. And quoting Rec Capital, in 2015, Bitcoin bottomed 547 days before the halving. In 2018, Bitcoin bottomed 517 days before the halving, discount March 2020 crash. If Bitcoin is going to bottom 517 to 547 days before the upcoming April 2024 halving, then the bottom will occur in quarter four of this year. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And as on-chain analyst Will Clemente points out here, despite a 60% decline in price over the same time period, 65% of Bitcoin supply has not moved in the last year. Where my long-term Bitcoin hollers at, diamond hands make some noise. And as shared here, the price of Bitcoin has gone up literally 80% plus in the past 2 years, 195% plus in the past 4 years, 3,183% in the past 6 years, 4,500% in the past 8 years, and over 160,000% in the past 10 years. Let that sink in. And before I break down next story of the day, $160 million stolen from crypto market maker Wintermute. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. You can see most of the major cryptos are currently pumping back in the green, with Bitcoin up about 2% for the day, maintaining just above $19,000. We got Ethereum up 2.6%, maintaining just above $1,300, while XRP is leading the charge, up 10.5%, trading just under 39 cents, with BNB, Solana, and Cardano all pumping and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next way of the day. Wintermute, a crypto market maker based in the UK, became the latest victim of a DeFi hack of approximately $160 million as their CEO shares right here. We have been hacked for about $160 million in our DeFi operations. CeFi and over-the-counter operations are not affected. And it continues, we are solvent with twice over the amount in equity left. Your funds are safe. There will be a disruption in our services today and potentially for the next few days, and we'll get back to normal after. Out of the 90 assets that have been hacked, only two have been for notional over $1 million and none more than $2.5 million. So there shouldn't be a major sell-off of any sort. We will communicate with both the affected teams ASAP. If you are a lender to Wintermute, again, we are solvent, but if you feel safer to recall the loan, we can absolutely do that. We're still open to treat this like a white hat. So if you are the attacker, get in touch. And according to Etherscan, as you can see here, over 70 different tokens have been transferred to the Wintermute exploiter, including $61 million in USD coin, 671 wrapped Bitcoin worth roughly $13 million, and $29.5 million in Tether USDT. Now, the company's over-the-counter and centralized finance operations were not affected as the hackers drained funds from his DeFi operations. Now, they stated that the market maker is solvent with twice the stolen amount in equity left, stressing that the user's funds are safe. Now, Wintermute is an algorithmic market maker working with digital assets such as cryptocurrencies. The group is a registered company in the UK, located in Cheshire and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Now, speaking of white hacks, they're common in crypto. Exchanges, market makers, and sometimes companies reward hackers bounties in the form of cash or job positions. And as for the Ether address for the Wintermute exploiter, it's public. The address has been spammed by crypto enthusiasts, stating messages like, please give, I am very poor. Even $5,000 would be amazing. As shared here in this tweet, people spamming the Wintermute exploiter, always fun going through these messages. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this $160 million hack? Let me know in the comments below. And before I break down exploit of the day, Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin shares his vision for layer 3 protocols. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting under that $1 trillion milestone with $68.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 39.5%, with the Ether dominance still on the decline at 17.8%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, ApeCoin leading the pack, up 13.8%, trading at $5.88, followed by Stellar Lumens, up 9%, trading at 11.4 cents, followed by XRP, up 10%, trading just under 39 cents. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can literally see a sea of red with massive losses for the alts, with Ethereum Wrapped down 80%, Ravencoin down 34.5%, and Ton down 22.8%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we are currently rated a 23 out of 100 in extreme fear. Yesterday a 21, last week a 34, and last month a 27 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. While Ethereum-based layer 2 solutions have been focused on hyperscaling the network, Ethereum co-founder Vitalik believes layer 3s will serve a far different purpose, providing customized functionality. Buterin shared his thoughts in a Saturday post, providing three visions of what layer 3s will be used for in the future. The Ethereum co-founder said that a third layer on the blockchain makes sense only if it provides a different function to layer 2s, which have been used mainly to enhance scaling via zero-knowledge roll-up technology. Quoting him here, a three-layer scaling architecture that consists of stacking the same scaling scheme on top of itself generally does not work well. Roll-ups on top of roll-ups, where the two layers of roll-ups use the same technology, certainly do not. One of the layer 3 use cases would be what Buterin describes as custom functionality, referencing privacy-based applications, which would utilize ZK proofs to submit privacy-preserving transactions to layer 2. And another use case would be the customized scaling for specialized applications that don't want to use the Ethereum virtual machine to do computation. Buterin also says that layer 3s can be used for weakly trusted scaling through Validium's a ZK proof technology. Buterin says this may be beneficial for enterprise blockchain applications by using a centralized server that runs a Validium prover and regularly commits hashes to the chain. But Buterin also added that it's unclear whether layer 3 structures will be more efficient than current layer 2 models when it comes to building customized applications on Ethereum. Quoting him again here, one possible argument for the layer 3 model over the two-layer model is a three-layer model allows the entire sub-ecosystem to exist within a single rollup, which allows cross-domain operations within that ecosystem to happen very cheaply without needing to go through the expensive layer 1. But Buterin says that because cross-chain transactions can be executed easily and cheaply between two layer 2s that have committed to the same chain, building layer 3s may not necessarily improve the efficiency of the network. Vitalik's comments on possible layer 3 use cases come as Starkware's newly produced recursive validity proofs appear to have possibly put an end to the Ethereum scalability concerns. Declan Fox, the product manager at Ethereum software firm Consensus, recently told Cointelegraph, with recursive rollups and proofs, we theoretically can infinitely scale. Now, these recursive proofs have also been well tested in production, with Starkware co-founder recently telling Cointelegraph that its recursive proofs have rolled up as many as 600,000 NFT token mints in a single transaction on Immutable X, and that 60 million transactions can soon be on the cards with more engineering and tweaking. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum post-merge? Let me know in the comments below. And how low do you feel the Ethereum price is likely to drop before we climb back up? holla at your boy. And before I break down next story of the day, top crypto analyst unveils his Bitcoin bottom scenario and updates his outlook on Ethereum and XRP, as well as Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone doubles down on his big $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction and shares his timeline. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,300 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. And if you're not already subscribed, you know what to do. Hit that bell, turn on all notifications, Will Smith, that like button, and drop a comment below. It helps out tremendously with the YouTube algorithm. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. A popular crypto strategist and trader is laying out his bullish thesis for Bitcoin after the King Crypto's brief descent to the $18,000 level. Synonymous crypto analyst Sheds tells his 284,000 Twitter followers that Bitcoin could be printing two double bottom patterns on the daily chart, which he shares here. Bitcoin daily bull thesis would be a W forming on the right thrust of a larger W, minor breakout $22,500, major breakout $25,500. And although the crypto strategist says that a W bottom is within the realm of possibility for Bitcoin, he knows that Bitcoin can still plunge to $16,000 and keep the pattern intact. Prodigal Son responded, been watching the W forming for a while. Seems too obvious though, doesn't it? And Sheds responded, yes, I think if we W, it's a lower low, like $16,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And looking at Ethereum, Sheds says that Ethereum bulls successfully defended a key support level that prevented a potential sell-off that could have pushed the largest altcoin by market cap below $1,000. As he shares here, ETH nice initial bounce where it needed to bounce. And previous to this, he wrote, quick tip, if ETH doesn't bounce at 1270, it's going sub $1,000 quickly. And as for XRP, Shed says that he is bearish on the seventh largest crypto by market cap until it breaks a key resistance level. As he shares here, XRP fade any move under 40 cents and then reassess, in my opinion, if it flips. Buy the rumor type of vibe, sell the news right around the corner. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bloomberg lead commodity analyst Mike McGlone is doubling down on his forecast for a six-figure Bitcoin price tag. Send it. In a new interview with Kitco News, McGlone says that the adoption and demand for Bitcoin appear to be gaining enough steam to push Bitcoin to $100,000 in less than 3 years. Quoting him here, here's the key thing about Bitcoin. To me, it's a matter of time before it gets to $100,000. The key fact is, by code, the supply is going down. You can't change it. Adoption and demand are increasing unless you expect that to reverse, which I don't. I think it's going to accelerate. Every sign I see, it's accelerating. It'll continue appreciating. It is just a matter of time. Right now, I think it is at a point where it's getting to very low prices. We should look back from the future at a very low price, like we look back at the NASDAQ at the bottom. And the analyst says that he expects Bitcoin to benefit from a new chapter of economics, whereby speculation is driven by more than just how much money the Federal Reserve is printing. As he shares here, those days are over. It is back to building solid businesses. No more zombie companies. If you go under, you go under. Bankruptcy can be good and we can get out of this. So that's the period I'm looking for. Once we get through this period of just a little bit of cleansing of the excesses of excess, we're going back to a world where, number one, the U.S. is completely dominant. Look at the U.S., the world's largest energy producer and net exporter, and the world's largest agriculture net exporter. How did that happen? By adopting technology. So there you have it. And to watch this video, Mike McGlone did with Kitco News, entitled Bitcoin to 100,000 and Ethereum to 6,000 by 2025. Check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Pezza wrote, what a great episode of Crypto News Alerts. As always, fam, I appreciate your continued support. Our next featured comment comes from Adaptive Cowman, who wrote, Will Smithing the like button every day. Much respect, fam. One love. And our third and final featured comment, short and sweet, Bitcoin 420x by 2030. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop a comment right down below. If you're not already subscribed, you know what to do. Hit that bell icon, turn on all notifications. Will Smith, that like button, drop a comment below. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.